The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and set down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand all of these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." The Gospel of the Lord.
When God appeared to him in a dream, the young King Solomon could have asked for anything he wanted, anything he thought might make him happy or fulfilled. For a young king, that could have been any number of things, I suppose. He could have asked for the usual things that people think will make him happy. He could ask for more riches. He could ask for triumph over all of his enemies. He could ask for the latest fashion in his closet. He could maybe, in those days, he might even be able to ask to have more wives than any other king in the area. But he didn't ask for any of that. He asked for an understanding heart, for wisdom, to know how he could lead the people entrusted to him in a way that was right and just, that he might know that what was right from wrong. That's what he asked for. He asked for a relationship with God that would guide him. I think in asking for that, as young as he was, he showed he already had some wisdom. Or maybe he had seen already enough of the palace intrigue of his father and the corruption there that he knew not to ask for that. And God granted him that wisdom and made him famous through the land. I'm trusting that's not a tornado siren. Must be an Amber Alert or a Senior Alert. We ask for technology. We think it'll make us happy. Good tool, best invention, the off switch. You know, we all want to experience happiness. We all want to experience joy. We all have this deep desire within us to be fulfilled in our lives. And there's plenty of voices that would tell us what we need in order to be happy, to be fulfilled. There's advertisers and politicians, maybe even bullies, maybe even well-intentioned friends that would point to things, if you just had this, you'd be happy. But so often, what they're pointing to is not a source of real, profound peace and happiness and fulfillment. So many times it's things that are either short-lived or superficial or just fads, maybe even harmful to us. But that desire is still with us. And fortunately, we have another voice that speaks to us to guide us toward what can provide abiding fulfillment, abiding wisdom, abiding peace, abiding happiness. And that's the voice of God that speaks to us in the scriptures, in the liturgy, speaking to us, inviting us into a deeper and deeper relationship that can provide that abiding fulfillment and happiness. Jesus speaks of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. And when he's speaking of the kingdom of heaven, we might immediately think of heaven, that thing that we can't quite imagine, that we can experience only after we die. But when Jesus is speaking about the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God, that's not just what he's talking about. He's talking about something we can experience even in this life, even in our situation as we find ourselves, whatever that state in life might be. How do I dare say that? Well, heaven is the experience of the immediate, unfiltered, direct relationship for God, with God, that lasts forever, that will be known as we are known. We'll know God as we are known. That's heaven. Well, if we enter into a relationship in this life with God, we're already experiencing that. And the more that we can get out of the way of that relationship, the more profoundly and permanently we'll experience it. This is what St. Paul is talking about, I think, in the beginning of that second reading when he says, all things work to the good for the one who loves God. Now, does that mean that if you love God, nothing bad's going to happen to you? Of course not. We need only think of Blessed Stanley Rother. The difficulties that he encountered, even to the point of shedding his blood. But even as he faced those difficulties, because of his relationship with God, he had a peace and even a happiness that was there that made it possible for him to face down those challenges that would take his life. All of us experience challenges and difficulties. But if we have that relationship with God that God invites us into, then even in those most difficult moments, we can have a sense of peace, a sense of happiness, a sense of fulfillment. How do we get it? I think Jesus gives us stories, little parables in the gospel to point at a couple different ways that we can discover and acquire this relationship with God that leads to abiding peace and happiness. In the first story, he talks about a person walking across a field who almost by accident stumbles across a great treasure. He's just going about this journey, and lo and behold, there's this treasure. And what does he do? He immediately goes, sells everything that he has so that he might possess the entire field just so he can capture that treasure. Almost an accident. And in the next story, he's talking about a merchant who's in search of a valuable pearl. And it might be that that merchant searched as far as and wide as the ships and journeys could take him, the caravans. It might have been years that he was looking for this great pearl, not giving up. And then finally, when he finds it, what does he do? He sells everything else to acquire that pearl. Or the fishermen who cast out their nets and try to bring everything they possibly can then and get it to shore and then slowly sort out and throw away what's useless in order to take home what is really good. I think that this is, Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like this. When he starts, I think he's describing how the different ways we can arrive at this relationship with God that can give us peace. For some people, it seems that they come across a relationship with God almost by accident, almost like they didn't even try. But when they discover this love that God is offering, They see the value in it and set aside everything else in order to possess this. And others of us, it seems like we search for years and years, looking for a fulfillment of this desire within us, looking for a relationship with who knows what that would fulfill this. St. Augustine had that type of experience. Like the country song, looking for love in all the wrong places, but not giving up. But then eventually discovering that great pearl. And then when finally having discovered that encounter with God, setting aside everything else in order to acquire it. Yeah, we come to discover God in our lives in all kinds of ways. And probably in the end, it doesn't really matter how we get there, how we discover what God is inviting us to. What matters is what we do afterward. What all those stories have in common is setting aside all else in order to acquire the treasure, to acquire the pearl, setting aside all the crud that was brought up with the good fish in order to have the good fish. And that's what we need to do in our lives. The kingdom of heaven, Jesus once said, the kingdom of God is within you. It's within us. It's not just in some vague place after death. It's right now. Not in its fullness, but in its reality. And the more we can enter into this relationship that God is inviting us to without distractions, the more and more we'll experience it. The more abiding it'll be. The more that peace which is beyond understanding will stay with us even in the most difficult circumstances we might face. That's what St. Paul is talking about. I think that's what King Solomon was looking for. And we have the advantage because we have Jesus. And he's inviting us into that relationship right here, right now with his word, and most of all with his body and blood that will come to us from this altar. Let's open ourselves to these gifts and we'll possess a blessing that King Solomon, all of his wisdom, could not have imagined. Thanks be to God.